Wisconsin's unemployment rate for August was 8.4%. That's down slightly compared to July's rate of 8.8%, but still twice the rate it was a year ago. Department of Workforce Development Secretary Roberta Gassman says her department's website has doubled its capacity. Also, she says the department has extended hours.
So people can call in earlier in the morning and later in the day. We've added Saturday hours.
DWD has had to hire 100 people to staff the phones and is planning to hire 70 more. Gassman says they're temporary positions because she expects the economy to recover. But the new employees cost money. Employers who lay off staff must contribute to the Federal Unemployment Trust Fund. Then states borrow money from the fund to pay claims. Gassman says the improvements to Wisconsin's unemployment claims office amount to $7 million.
Again, these are federally funded positions, so the federal government provides us with the resources and the dollars to actually pay the salaries. So when you add staff at the level we've had to, because we've seen unemployment be twice as high as it has been, it's an expensive proposition.
Gassman and five other state labor secretaries are calling on the U.S. Senate to extend unemployment insurance benefits by 13 weeks. In the meantime, she recommends people who need to file a claim try to call during off hours. To avoid a busy signal, she says avoid the noon hour and Mondays. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.